shooting down the Earn a Buck program. State Representative Tom Tiffany is the sponsor of the so-called Deer Hunters Heritage Bill.
This would eliminate Earn a Buck in terms of the department can no longer have someone have to take an antlerless deer before they take an antlered deer for their first deer.
Testifying before the Assembly Committee on Natural Resources, the Hazelhurst Republican also wants to kill the statewide October hunts, except for CWD or diseased areas. Bob Welch with the Hunters Rights Coalition supports the measure.
We are very much in support of this legislation that would get rid of Earn a Buck. It's one of the most hated management tools of the DNR. Hunters hate it. They don't want to pass up that trophy buck if it comes by. I think it's chased hunters out of the woods. Just the overall overregulation of deer hunting has put a damper on, I think, enthusiasm for hunting, which is supposed to be fun.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources believes the rules are essential to controlling the deer population. The Natural Resources Board Wednesday adopted the proposal as a rule, which takes effect for this November's hunt. Welch calls that a big victory for hunters, but says it needs to be a state law.
Earn a Buck is not a tool that existed before 96. It's not popular. It doesn't work well. It should go away.
Welch says hunters are not deer population management tools for the DNR. Hunting should be a fun sport. He says if hunters lose interest, then there won't be any population management. Kurt Thiede with the DNR says the rule balances social concerns about the quality of the deer hunt with the need for effective herd control measures. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.